and joined now by State Senator Gene Yaw. And on a very, very busy and newsworthy day, Senator, thank you for carving out some time for us.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to do it.
So it's a very eventful day. The governor, just moments ago from when we're having this conversation, has closed schools indefinitely and businesses as well that are on the non-life-sustaining list. What's your immediate reaction to that?
Well, I obviously have mixed feelings about it. The closing of businesses is that's a hardship. It's a hardship on people who use those businesses. It's a hardship on the employees. But on the other hand, I understand and appreciate what the governor is trying to do, and that is to flatten this curve of this COVID-19. And that's the way to do it. All the healthcare professionals say that is a way to do it, to prevent the, limit socialization. As much as I can, I try to be supportive of what the governor is trying to do.
You're also a solicitor for a school district here locally. What does this mean now that schools are out indefinitely, as so many began to use the online platforms today to begin again with the instruction?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, because I haven't had time to talk to the school districts. But you're right. I read what Loyal Sock was doing. The superintendent sent out an email this morning, and no question about it, Loyal Sock was way ahead of the curve as to what they were doing and the programs that they had set up and the equipment and the technology that they were using and everything. So I don't think Loyal Sock would have had a real problem with continuing, but I don't know. I haven't talked to the superintendent yet. Obviously, this announcement just came out a little while ago, so we really haven't had a chance to speak.
Senator, I have to ask you, as much of an advantage as certain districts may have, what about a disadvantage technologically for, some less fortunate districts that were not as prepared as certain districts were?
There's no question about it. I mean, especially in rural Pennsylvania, it's the whole broadband issue, and that's something that we talked about in Harrisburg. I mean, even saying that you had the remote or distance learning in some places, even in my own district, that just was not going to work. It works in an urban area. Maybe that's why Loyal Sock could do it. But some of the more rural areas, I'm sure, could not do it. And then some of the students, even though the school itself is pretty well wired and has internet access, once people go home, they don't. So you can't do it remotely, which was the intent of to get the large groups of people spread out. So you're absolutely right. It would have created a huge discrepancy between the various school districts, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why the governor just said we're going to cancel all of them.
And again, it's indefinite, which that's and then he let it slip that it may be 2 months, and at that point you're at the end of May, school's over.
Yeah, absolutely, and everything that we're hearing now, whether it's true, not true, I think everybody's guessing at this point. But what we're hearing is we're looking at 2 months. That's going to be kind of the turning point, and that's what it's going to take to level out this curve and for the weather to warm up, and hopefully that has some effect on the virus and for all these things to come into place. 2 months is the time period, so you're absolutely right. By then, the school year is over.
And again, Senator Yaw, this is not to put you on the spot, but the PIAA's put a statement out this afternoon where they've taken no action on resuming winter sports or starting spring sports. I mean, honestly, if we're looking at 2 months, the spring's done.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Unless they're going to figure out some consolidated way to do it, and then that's going to run into other sports. I don't know. I mean, is it possible? I suppose they could do something like that, but what about the seniors? you know, I hate to say this, but I think that probably some of these people, they've lost this this season or the opportunity to participate in the spring season.
No question. Having firsthand being at a tournament at the college level that was supposed to do a game on a certain night and then the whole tournament got canceled that particular day, I have also have an understanding of what these kids are going through. I really do.
Oh, I do too. And just think of some of them. I mean, it could affect them for the rest of their lives. A really good athlete that was expecting to have a really good spring for baseball or any of those types of sports, and then all of a sudden it's denied. Well, denied's not the right word, I guess. It's circumstances which we've never faced before come into the picture, and I feel bad for the people. I mean, but you know, there's nothing I can do to save it, and hopefully they have a resume that's good enough to carry them through.
I know we have a short time, so I definitely want to pivot to the economic side of this and what the state government and the federal government's doing to aid not only you know, the everyday person, the person that's working, and the family, but also the businesses locally as well.
Yeah, there's a lot being done to try and help businesses, but I'll tell you, I don't think what we're doing is probably not going to be enough, and I'm not sure that we can afford to do what is necessary to restore everybody to where they were before this started. I mean, it's a national disaster, and it's something that, in my opinion, it's going to take years to recover from this under any circumstances. Even if we went back to work right now, and we're not going to, but even assuming that we did, the economic impact has been so great, it's still going to take us years to recover. And there are businesses that are out there that were maybe on the verge of being successful or not successful. There's going to be a lot of business failures, much, much higher than norm. You know, just this last month that's cut off the cash flow, for some people, that's going to be the killer of their business. It'll be the end of it. And those are the types of things. It's going to take years to recover from that.
Senator Yaw, what's the best advice you can give to a local business person that may be looking for that assistance from the state or the federal government to get into those programs and kind of take advantage of that?
Well, pay attention to what programs are out there, and if you have an opportunity, I mean, don't pass up the opportunity to apply for any of these programs. And even if you think, well, I might not qualify for this particular one, there's no downside to applying, and I encourage people, you know, spend the time to do it. And even though you think, well, this is not really going to happen, you never know. And if you don't get your name on the list, I guarantee you won't get anything. So you need to apply, and that follow the programs, go on the internet, see what read the papers, see what programs are out there, and if you think that remotely that you qualify, please file an application.
Finally, we've got a very interesting advantage that a lot of regions don't, in that we've got institutions of higher learning that are preparing those frontline workers right now in the battle of COVID-19 with those healthcare workers and getting ready to get into the workforce.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. So, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that this area is going to be, I mean, we're going to have some problems. There's no question about that. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed that our problems are perhaps a little bit less than what some of the more metropolitan areas are going to face.
Senator Gene Yaw, I always appreciate the time. Good health to you, and looking forward to conversations as this pandemic continues to unfold.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to make some comments.